moms and dads, but who were the first mom and dad? Where did the first man come from? Some books explain that this wonderful world and the people in it all came from a tiny cell millions and millions of years ago. First, so they say, a small animal appeared. Then, after a long time, a more complicated animal. Then man grew or evolved, they explain, into the highest forms of animal life. This is what is called a theory. It has not been proved true. It is only a guess. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 2, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. It is interesting to note that scientists have found that our bodies do contain the same elements found in the ground. God shaped man's body from the dust of the ground, and when a person dies and is buried, his body crumbles away to dust again. God did not stop, though. After he made a body for man, he breathed the breath of life into man to make him a living soul. Man is different from the animals. God made him with a body, a soul, and a spirit. By our bodies, we can know our world. By our souls, we can know ourselves and others. By our spirit, we can know God. God created man to know him. Do you know God?